Time for a Friday Left of Lansing short on this August 4th of 2023. In this week's podcast with digital organizer of Progress Michigan, Jade Gray, who is also a co-president of College Dems at the University of Michigan, I talked with Jade about the importance of the social media app TikTok with Generation Z. You see, studies show that 60% of TikTok users are under the age of 30, and a Pew Research poll from 2020 revealed that Gen Z voters who are classified as being born after 1996 are progressive and pro-government. Government and most see the country's growing racial and ethnic diversity as a good thing. Gen Z is also the most racially and ethnically diverse compared to earlier generations, and they are the first generation to have little to no memory of life before smartphones. Their favorite mode of communication and entertainment is TikTok, which is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. Now, because it's a Chinese company, many Republicans across the country are trying to ban it here in the United States. Now, Republicans claim that it's all about data security. And you know, protecting this country from Chinese interference isn't the worst idea, which is why maybe banning TikTok from government phones and computers makes some sense. But that's not what Republicans are after, really. Don't be fooled. They want to ban everyone from using it. Yes, government can take steps to protect our personal data from being accessed by TikTok, just as it has done with other social media companies. That doesn't mean we must ban it, and I wouldn't even know how banning TikTok survives a freedom of speech challenge, although you never know with this Supreme Court. Republicans are trying to ban it, and they have. In Montana, for instance, where companies are fined $10,000 per day if they allow people to download the app. Now, it didn't take me long, though, to really figure out what this game is all about by Republicans. Again, protecting personal info on social media isn't new, and who's against that? There was another deep-seated reason why Republicans are trying to do this, and it's because TikTok played a key role in helping Gen Z discuss and disseminate political discourse and mobilization efforts. Right-wing Republicans are trying to ban TikTok because they know how Gen Z, the most progressive and growing voting bloc in the country, utilizes the app, which helped both elect Democrats and also pass some real progressive policies throughout the country in the last few elections. I shared my thoughts on this topic with Jay Gray in this week's episode. Listen.
And this is my Gen X cynicism here just coming out of me, but okay. I think the one reason why you are seeing some Republican legislatures throughout the country try to ban TikTok is because they know how huge it was for Gen Z to use it. They know that it is a huge tool. It is a mobilization tool. And I think that is really one reason why they're trying to shut it down.
Yeah. I mean, these are the same people who are trying to roll back our voting rights and marriage equality and right over our bodily autonomy. So this is just another thing that I think folks are simply being out of touch with and trying to roll back. I understand where you're coming from. And I think that this is just a failed attempt at trying to quiet down a generation of voices who are not going to quiet down or back down.
Jade is absolutely spot on there. This generation is not going away. Their progressivism is not going away. And the Republican Party doesn't know how to deal with it. So this is part of the Republican plan to hurt Gen Z voters, plain and simple. And to further drive home this whole point about the Republicans wanting to ban TikTok, independent journalist and activist Aaron Reed tweeted out the following last spring, and I quote, "It's all about the fact that there is a large quantity of trans youth, LGBTQ plus youth, finding themselves and people like them on TikTok. Republicans want this, meaning they want to ban it. The Heritage Foundation wants it. It's all part of their same stupid goal." And Ben Collins from NBC News recently tweeted, "Just recently, I put together how intrinsically linked the trans panic and the rush to heavily regulate teen screening time and banning TikTok really is." Yes, it is. Rather than try to win over some Gen Z voters, you know, by talking about some policy ideas, the right wing's brilliant strategy is to take away Gen Z's most preferred social media place. Republicans can't win on policies because no one likes their policies, especially younger voters. They despise the fact that Gen Z uses TikTok to highlight important issues like environmental justice, the closing down of the rickety Line 5 pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac, social justice. They talk about student loan debt, abortion rights, and gun reform, plus so many other things. Instead of trying to persuade Gen Z with some policy ideas of their own, all Republicans have is to ban TikTok. How exactly will that endear Gen Z voters to the far right wing again? Listen to this week's episode with Jade Gray of Progress Michigan and hear how she is part of an effort to expand the digital media outreach for progressives across the state of Michigan with Progressive Megaphone. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Threads, and soon, hey, I think I'll be on the TikTok as well. And please stop by leftoflansing.com too. I'll talk to you next week.